Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. And this is the Faith Cafe. I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let's go directly to the throne room of God. We always open up in prayer because we acknowledge the Lord in everything that we do here in this ministry. And Father, we just thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you, Father God, for you, the glory and the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Father God, for you are our rock and you're our fortress. You're our God, you're our strong tower, our deliverer, Father. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And Father God, I ask that I decrease as you increase. Father God, intensify the anointing, Father God, that it would flow, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yokes would be destroyed because of your anointing. I thank you and I praise you and I ask that you prepare each and every heart to receive your word, that your word would be received with gladness and it would be nurtured and it would bring forth fruit in each and every life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 105:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among his people." Hallelujah. And we're to make known the deeds of things the Lord has done for us, and we're to make those known. And another passage of scripture say, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good," and that "let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." And we in Christ, we have been redeemed. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I want to speak to you today on being steadfast. So be steadfast. And the foundation scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, in the life of a believer, you know, a Christian, it's not an easy walk. It's not an easy life. But you must be determined that you're going to follow Jesus and you're not going to be moved by what you see, what you feel, what you hear, or whatever is happening in your life. You're not going to be moved by that. The Word of God tells us to be steadfast. Because, see, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We are wrestling with principalities and power and spiritual wickedness in high places. So in order for us to be steadfast like he told us to be, we got to be firmly, we got to have that determined mind, first of all, that we're not going to be moved. We're going to be firmly standing. We're going to firmly stand in place and be immovable. And we have to arm ourselves with the Word of God. And we arm ourselves with the Word of God. We have to be armed and extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous, yes. Extremely dangerous to the enemy. We arm ourselves with the Word of God, where we are equipping ourselves so we can arm and we can combat the enemy for what he tries to throw in front of us, because things are going to happen. Like I heard someone said, if you haven't been tested and you haven't went through some difficulties, keep living, because they're bound to happen. But we have weapons of warfare. We have equipment God has given us. Warfare, weapons of warfare. That's our equipment. That's how we combat the enemy. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So he's saying, telling us here to be steadfast, unmovable. You know, don't let nothing stop you from, don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing move you. But constantly be plentiful in ministry, whatever you're doing, the work of the Lord, because you have a purpose. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You have purpose. You have purpose. And what you're doing have purpose. And the reason he said that, when he said, therefore, 57, he's telling us here in verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, no matter what it is, what's happening, whatever going on, we have the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has given us the victory. So we're able to stand and be steadfast in whatever that we're going through. We're not to be mediocre and end with mediocrity, just getting by, but we are to be steadfast, abounding, always abounding. So we're not letting anything stop you, meaning you're not letting nothing stop you, because distractions are going to come, but you're not going to let it stop you. Not going to let it stop you. And sometimes things, I mean, they just come out of nowhere, and you wonder, you didn't even see it coming, you know, sometimes, and you think we're spiritual, we're praying, and we're watching and all, and sometimes things could come so quickly, and you wonder, where in the world that come from? But the enemy knows, he tries to figure it. If I can get them, and they're not really watching, or I come in a way to they not thinking I'm going to come, and think it may be a guard down. But the Word of God tells us to constantly be aware, be sober. So things are going to come, the distractions, but we must recognize them. As things happen in life, life doesn't always happen like we would like for it to happen, and things that doesn't happen, that's always good. That's just a part of life. But we know that's just temporary, and everything that happens in our life is just for a season. So, but we have that assurity in Jesus Christ that we know that he will cause us, you know, to triumph in him. And that's 2 Corinthians 2:14. He will cause us to triumph, and he'll give us a reason for us to celebrate and praise him, because we know we win. We always have the victory in Christ Jesus, because his presence is always going to be made manifest in whatever situation. So no matter what the happenings are in life, just continue to be steadfast. Don't allow yourself to become weary, you know, because we can become weary, you know, in well-doing if we're not being watchful. We can become weary and start complaining about we tired and all. And I'm just keeping it real, because this is what we do sometimes. We'll get tired of going through the same thing, we just get tired going through it. What the Word says, Galatians 6:9, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap, if you faint not, okay? You're going to reap the benefits of it in due season. Someone may say, well, Evangelist Joyce, when is my due season? Your due season when the Lord sees that you are ready to receive. When you are ready to receive, that's when your due season. Our timetable is not God's timetable. And sometimes we are not ready. We think we want something, and we think we're ready for something. I've seen many people pray and ask for something, and God giving it to them just so they can see. And after they got it, that's not what they really wanted. And they realize, I don't know why I prayed for that, because, you know, that's not what I really want. But praise God that he allows us, that he winks at our foolishness, and he will allow us to see our error, the error of our ways. And when we submit our will unto God's will, then we will reap in due season. When we stand in due season, we will reap. Because sometimes we can we can get something, and we don't know how to handle it. Like I've heard people say they wanted to be a millionaire, and I can attest to say for myself, if I became a millionaire 25 years ago, I would not have known how to handle that, and I probably would have been broke. I definitely would not have used it all in the way that I should have. But once we begin to have knowledge and understanding about things and do it God's way, then God will allow us to reap. He said, in due season, so we will reap. So what I wanted to say in this is, sometimes we don't know that we think we want something, or we think we can handle abundance, but sometimes we may not be able to handle that. If we don't know how to use something, abuse is always inevitable. So we have to understand how to use it. Now, God gives us, he gives you $1 million, he gives you $10 million. That's not to go out and blow $10 million on buying cars and houses. And I'm not saying you shouldn't buy a car and house. I'm not saying that at all. But that's not what the bulk of that money should be used for. Their money should be invested in God's kingdom to further the gospel, to help needy people. We have a lot of suffering, a lot going on in this world. And if God causes you to be a millionaire and be wealthy, that is to help others, you know, not just your family or, you know, your family members and all, but it's to help others too. And it's definitely number one to help further the gospel, that where it continues to cover the earth. The word of God will continue to cover the earth. So I don't know how I end up on all of that, but anyway, if you don't know how to use something or the value of it, abuse is always inevitable. And God's timing is always perfect. So when he sees the time is right in your due season, then you will reap. But in the meanwhile, stand fast, be unmovable, and not listening at the voices of the enemy, but be planted, be steadfast in the Lord, in his work, and doing what he's called you to do, and arming yourself. So, and if you feel like that you can't do it and you're getting so tired, oh no, you speak over yourself the word of God. I've had to do that many times. Just speak the word of God over myself and say, oh no, Joyce, you're going to get up from, you're not going to allow this. You have to pull yourself up by your shoelaces and speak the word of God over yourself, because you have the greater one on the inside of you. Praise God. And to be steadfast, that's also mean to stand fast, okay? So the word tells us that we're to stand fast also. We're to stand fast. We're to be steadfast. So that, let's look at a few things in being steadfast we'll look at here some of the components of that. And seeing it steadfast, we're continually abounding in the work of God, having a mind, no matter what, we're going to be immovable. Two, we must be vigilant and sober-minded, where you're vigilant, you're watchful. The word of God say, watch as well as pray. 1 Peter 5 and 8, being sober-minded, being vigilant. Okay, So we're to watch as well as we pray. And we grow up, and that's what they used to all, they teach us constantly. The church I grew up in says watch as well as pray. And I understood that as becoming more of a more mature in the Lord, that we watch as well as pray, because when you're not watching, sometimes that's when things sneak up and catch you, and you don't handle things exactly like you really should. But be sober-minded so you're aware of what's going on, and be spiritually minded. That's Romans 8 and 6. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So we have the life. He's talking eternal life, and he's talking the Zoe life, which is the God kind of life. And we have peace, and his peace that surpasses all understanding. And it keeps our hearts and it keeps our mind in Christ. So we're to be spiritually minded, and we're to arm ourselves with the armor of God. And let's look at the armor of God, which is Ephesians chapter 6. So this is very important that we arm ourselves, because we're able to ward off and to fight off all the principalities, all the things that are shot at us. Okay, beginning at Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10, beginning at verse 10 through verse 17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So how to be strong, okay? This is how we're going to be strong. Putting on the whole armor of God. Verse 11. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Were you able to stand against his deceitful and cunning devices? Because that's what they are. 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand anyway. Okay, so we use that as that we will stand, and that we will continually to steadfast, be steadfast. And having all, he said, to all, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins, having your inner man, your inner parts, girded up with the truth. The truth of God's word. It is truth. Jesus, I believe he said, sanctify thy word, for thy word is truth. Okay, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, yes, and which ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So the shield is so important. That's why he said, above all, taking the shield, because the shield, you got the shield in front of you, that's when the darts, the fiery darts of the enemy, when they're shot at you, they're just going to bounce off. They're not going to penetrate you, but they will bounce off. So it's important that you have the shield of faith in you from the fiery darts. And take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So you're having your head, having the helmet of salvation, you know, and the word of God, okay? The helmet protects your head, protects your mind. No, it protects your mind when I was growing up, when I was newly saved too, and it would always the devil come to your mind to speak forth things to your mind. And this is why I learned that scripture, and when it became so profound to me, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the word of God, because the battlefield begins in your mind. And this is why he said, take the helmet of salvation, okay? So we take that helmet, we protect in our mind where without allowing things to come in, like things to come in, negative, things that are contrary to the word of God. We got the helmet of salvation. We're protecting our mind. So our mind is being protected against the words of the enemy. So we're in truth, the word of the Spirit, which God's word. So we're protecting it and keeping God's word protected in our mind. Praise God. And now let's look at our great resource as a warrior. This is a great resource that we have as being a warrior. And we definitely, the word of God is our resource. Whenever we're in trouble, whatever situation we're in, we can go to our manual, which is the word of God, and we have a solution there. We will find a solution. I remember I was told that when I first was saved, and they said, there's an answer to all your problems in the word of God. And I began to go through different things, and I began to see and search that. There is an answer for everything in the word of God. Praise God. So let's look at verse 18 as our resource. This is a resource as a warrior. It says, praying always with all prayer. Now, understand, we can't go around just praying all day long or sitting at home praying all day and doing nothing. There are people that do things, you know, like that. But you can be in such a spiritual. I believe that we are to be spiritual, and we are to walk spiritual. But praying is also an attitude. We can have a spirit of prayer. We can have a spirit of prayer on during the day when we're walking around. And we don't have to be sitting all day long just praying or on our knees all day long praying, but having a spirit of prayer. Because word says that we're praying always with all prayer and supplication, meaning coming to God humbly before him in the spirit and watching. There that word again is watching, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So we're to intercede here also for all the saints. A great resource, praying always. Because when we pray, we know that God hears us. And when we pray for others, he hears us. He tells us that we are to pray one another, pray for one another, that we may be healed. We're to pray for one another. We are to constantly have a spirit of prayer. And definitely we are to have a prayer life, number one. As a warrior, and I would like to read that last scripture, Ephesians 18, I would like to read that in the Amplified, because I thought it so breaks it down in the Amplified. Verse 18, pray at all times, on every occasion in the Spirit with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. Praise God, praise God. Being alert, being sober. And we have that strong purpose, okay? Perseverance and interceding on the behalf of God's consecrated people. Praise God, praise God. So praise God, being steadfast, to be steadfast. Praise God. So we want to be unmovable, unchangeable, and not being moved by things we see, but giving God glory by standing and continually standing, continually being steadfast. Praise God. So the Christian life, the saint's life, is a life of power. Praise God. And it's a godly life, but it's not always easy, but we're to be steadfast and unmovable in the things God called us to. Praise God. For in the end, we have a crown of life that the Lord has promised all of us that are faithful unto him. Praise God. And I'm just about out of time. And I just thank you all for wherever you're tuning in at on the Facebook and the chat room and the studio. Thank you so much for tuning in and being faithful listeners to the Faith Cafe. I thank you once again. And also, I would like to just to remind you that on tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Spirit Alive Network has Prayer Changes Things with Evangelist Janie Branch. So if you're in need of prayer or you want to pray, have some time of prayer over the prayer with the network, come on the Spirit Alive Network at 7 p.m. here with Evangelist Janie. Praise God. And I just praise God for each and every one of you. And remember 1 John 5:4, whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, I have been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. And once again, we thank you again for tuning in to the Spirit Alive Network. And I say until next time, be ye transformed and have a blessed evening. Good night.